The following recording is made exclusively for members of FemDomTraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more. Hi, my name is Lisa, and I am here to help you gain control over a problem that you might not even realize that you have. Your man is a chronic masturbator, to the point of decreasing his testosterone to a level that he is losing ambition, gaining weight, and becoming less productive in his life. If there is one thing you can do to make your relationship better with your husband or boyfriend, it is to completely eliminate masturbation of your partner. Here is what happens when you train a man that his orgasms are no longer under his control. His energy will increase. He will lose weight if he's overweight. He will become better at his career. He will be a more attentive lover. Your needs will become his priority. These are just a few of the benefits of taking control of your man's orgasms. But in reality, there are a lot more. In this file, I am going to embed some commands into your subconscious that will help you feel more entitled to take charge of your man and help make him a better man for your relationship and himself. Women are here to lead men, and by you taking control, you will shape your life in the manner that will serve you both better. It all starts with orgasm control of the male. Are you ready to learn how to do this? Great, let's begin. Men are easily turned into servants by reducing their orgasms. In ancient cultures, women knew this and let a man orgasm no more than 4 times per year. Your man was masturbating 4 times per week before you realized this. Your man needs to be weaned off of this behavior slowly, with a reward and incentive program. Find out how often he masturbates by having an open conversation with him. Buy a male chastity device, preferably the CB6000 from femdomtraining.ca, as this is the most widely used male chastity device in the world, and our price is very competitive. Permanently lock his cock up. He doesn't need it anymore, at least not for his personal use. His cock belongs to you. He no longer has permission to come unless you grant him permission. There will always be a price to his orgasms. By making a price high, it will increase his willpower to not orgasm. The price is simple. Anytime your man comes, he is to eat his own ejaculate. If he comes inside you, he must lick it out of you. If he comes in your mouth, you must kiss him and give it back to him. Doing this makes him realize that you are in charge. This is not an option. This is a reality in training your man to comply to all of your wishes. There are 2 things you need to do to train your man to completely make you his number one priority in life. 1, you must lock his cock up and never let him masturbate again. 2, you must put a price on an orgasm. The price is that he eats it no matter where it lands. You accept this because the end goal justifies the means. In fact, you are now turned on by the fact that your man will do anything you say, anytime you say it. When your friends come over, you take great pleasure in making your man serve you food and drinks. It is his great pleasure too, because when he is full of cum, he is your manservant. The more cum boiling around in his balls, the more obedient and compliant that he is to you. You are starting to realize that you may not ever want him to come again. Careful, sweetie. You have to work him up to this. Stretch him further and further in between orgasms, but make sure that while you are doing this, that you are having plenty of sex together. The sex is just more about your pleasure than his. He will feel wonderful being a better lover as you teach him that his tongue will please you a lot more than his tiny little cock. Even if his cock makes you happy, darling, don't ever let him know it. In fact, part of your new sex life has him wearing a strap-on over his cock so that your man does not derive any pleasure from it, and you get the benefit of making love to him without him ever coming prematurely. As you lie there, visualizing your new life, realize now that this is the way men and women were designed to be together. The proof will be in both of your happiness. He will be happier with less orgasms, and you will be happier with more. Darling, your life is about to unfold into this epic adventure where you truly wear the pants in your family. Your man will part oceans, climb mountains, and wear out his tongue to make sure that you are happy. His pleasure will come from watching you moan and squeal with delight from the pleasure he has learned to give you. He is being conditioned to accept his new role as your loving, obedient servant husband. All you need to do is take the bull by the horns and lead him into being the man he was always meant to be. Your man, your servant. You go to the internet now to learn more. You Google milking the prostate and master the art of prostate massage. Anally stimulating your man will slowly replace his need to come with his need to submit and obey you. You love controlling his orgasms. You love denying him orgasms. He is better for it. You are better for it. Your life is what you make out of it, darling, and eventually weaning your husband off of his greatest vice is the path to enlightenment. From this day forward, all the decisions in your house are yours, and he is to comply. He will obey because he is constantly denied orgasms, but has sex with you more than ever. This is the way, darling. This is the clear path. In order to control a man, sex has always been the answer. Except now, you realize it is your sexual pleasure that is the answer. The more you deny him and make him satisfy you, the more he falls under your spell. And you are going to start living the life you have always deserved. Your marriage or relationship is starting to shape up into what you have always envisioned. Your man is very caring, attentive, and takes much pleasure from making you the happiest partner he can. His life is devoted to your well-being. He is compliant and obedient to your wishes. But still a man that you feel very attracted to. He has learned that his happiness is greatly tied to his ability to please you in and out of the bedroom. Your sex life is amazing, and you experience mind-bending orgasms on a regular basis. Your man has mastered the art of pleasure and is well-trained to give you long, extended periods of bliss. He massages your body regularly and takes great pride in being at your beck and service. He has learned to make his body more appealing and eats better, has more energy, and does all this because his primary purpose in life is to serve and obey you. It wasn't always this way, though. You learned the secret to controlling your man, and you are very addicted to the pleasure that you receive as a benefit to exerting your control over your man. You now realize that your man's orgasms are greatly tied to your pleasure. The less he has, the better of a man he is. You do not let your husband have orgasms anymore. They undermine his ability to serve you. Every time you give him an orgasm, he becomes less responsive and less serving towards you. Therefore, they are banned. You now have your husband locked in a male chastity device, and your life has never been better for both of you. Your man swiftly cleans the house, does the dishes, massages your body, and before he relaxes, always makes sure that he has completely satisfied you in all ways before he even thinks of relaxing. You love him more than ever. He loves you more than ever. Your relationship has never been better. The following statements are freely accepted into your subconscious as reality and grow stronger with each passing day. You are in charge of your relationship. You make all decisions in your relationship. Your man does not have the right to have an orgasm. It brings you pleasure to have a horny, compliant, obedient partner. Your sexual pleasure is demanded, and his is earned. It is your inherent right to have many orgasms at the hand or tongue of your male partner. Your man is your servant. Your partner's job is to please you. You control his behavior by not allowing him to orgasm. Male orgasms defeat your life goals for your partner and you. You love your man more when he is horny and his orgasms are denied. Your man loves you more when his orgasms are denied. You have learned to stretch his orgasms further and further apart. You have learned to please him sexually other ways. You have learned how to milk his prostate of his excess cum without him receiving an orgasm. Good. You are doing so great. That is why your life is shaping into what the two of you have always wanted. You are happier. He is happier. Life is great. Feeling so happy you are here right now, listening to this life-changing information. Feeling so powerful, knowing that your man has always wanted to please you, but you just didn't understand how to make it work. Realizing now that you are the leader of your house and that your wishes are his commands. Feeling orgasmic bliss in knowing that your sexual pleasure is about to change forever. You were put here as the leader of your man. You will lead your man to submission to your will, and you will both be happier for it. You are now one of the women that have learned the secrets to creating a fulfilling life for yourself and your partner. It is in your control, and it always has been. You now know what you have to do, sweetie. So go ahead and live the life of your dreams. The preceding recording was made exclusively for members of femdomtraining.ca, the number one female dominance and male submission training site on the internet today. Log in or join today to learn more.